WTF, we're doing a podcast. I'm Nikki.
And I'm Michelle. This is 50. Welcome to What the 50. Join us on our continued journey to simplify our lives.
We will seek the answers from the experts and offer tips, tools, and techniques to live your life with confidence and joy. Are we ready?
Let's go.
So, hey, Mish.
Hi, Nikki.
Here we are.
Back together again, as Roberta Flack and Donny Hathaway would say.
Can you imagine? It's taken us
so long.
It's been a slow start.
But here we are, right?
Here we are.
And that's what matters. We're back together again.
And what is this season?
Season 8.
Yeah.
That alone, I think, is significant, that we have weathered a few storms. And we're still going. And I think that's what's important. And here we are at season 8. And I'm proud of you. I'm proud of myself. I'm proud of WTF and our support. We're just going to keep going. There's a little moment of silence, but it's just a moment. We took a little break for good reasons. And here we are.
Yeah. Full disclosure is that we didn't even know what season we were going into. We were like going through our
what phone. Season again?
Oh my gosh.
But anyhow, season 8, guys.
Season 8, season for 8, sure, right? Yeah.
Season okay, 8 for sure. Yeah.
Season 8, yes.
But, yeah. But listen to me. I think that's just the beauty of our podcast. We're just doing it. We're loving it. We make mistakes. We laugh at ourselves. And the best thing is our listeners are enjoying us, right? So we're not trying to be perfect. And we're certainly not perfect. But I think it also allows others to recognize that it's okay.
Yeah. And here we are doing our thing.
And enjoying it.
Right. So this started as a project during COVID. Mm-hmm. And it really was our emptiness project, could we say?
Emptiness, self-growth. There's so many things.
Our 50s project.
50s project. Yeah. Yes.
Our re-emerging project.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it has been just that.
For sure. For sure.
Speaking of emptiness, though, Nikki, there were some changes for you during the summer. Changes that we talked about. Changes that I think you prepared as best as you could for it. But let's talk a little bit about that, you know. It's a big deal.
Yeah, it's probably a good thing that we've given this time so that I don't like burst into tears talking about
where's the Kleenex? Where's the Kleenex?
But yeah. Empty nest. You know, it's like, it's so funny. You like spend so much of your time and effort into the children, giving them so much of your time and yourself and, you know, organizing for them. And then all of a sudden you come back and it's you and your husband.
And the crickets.
And the crickets.
I'm going to read something for you if I can find it on my phone. But when I saw it, I thought about you. And it says, I heard someone say the other day, I'm not an empty nester. I'm a bird launcher. And I felt that. Fly my babies. The world awaits. That's easier said than done, though. And I'd love for you to just expand a little bit what it feels like for you. Your schedule has changed. A lot of things have changed. And as much as you have tried to prepare for it, how has it really been for you?
Well, first of all, you know, this is what we work our whole entire parenting life for, right?
Yes.
To get them
to fly
successfully.
To fly. Yes.
As you know, we've raised our children to be very global and international. Mm-hmm. So there's no way, I knew in my heart of hearts, they're not going to be staying here as much as I would have loved them to have stayed right here. Mm-hmm. So this is exactly what we prepared for. How has it changed? Well, dinner, first of all, that's one major change.
We always go to food.
I know. Like, honestly, sometimes Trevor and I are like, so what are we eating for dinner tonight? You know, it's like, and sometimes we'll just have what I call, you know, not like the girl dinner, but like the empty nest parent dinner. It's like crackers and cheese or something like that. Sometimes we have a nice dinner. Or we have our go-to, which is nachos, which the kids hate. So it's perfect now. Yeah.
So do you find then that, as you mentioned, dinner, it's simplified.
So much so.
So much so. it's no longer the daily event that it used to be for you. Because I remember Kaylon used to organize something, or Max would organize something, and you were preparing a meal every single day. Dinner was something in your house. Everybody sat down together at the table and had a meal. So no, it's just a quick thing. It's just you and
No,
Trevor.
well, Trevor and I both, we don't, we still both sit down and eat
Right,
dinner,
right,
but we
right.
might not be making
A major thing. No,
a
not a major
varied a
deal.
meal,
Right.
or you know,
Yeah.
or forcing ourselves to, okay, let's order out now, and you know, because we know the kids like to eat and whatever, so we're very more casual and it's a lot.
So it's simplified. And guess what? That's something that we talked about too, you know, simplifying our lives. And I think that you've probably done it without even realizing that you've simplified that dinner process.
Yes.
But what about your morning routine though? How has that changed for you?
Well,
Because for years you were get up, get the kids out, drop off at school, come back, you know. How has your morning routine
I've
changed?
been transitioned into that because, as you know, at the end, Kaylin was driving.
Right.
So I had an easy transition, you know, for that. Obviously, I'm not getting up to make sure he's up and whatever, but I still do get up and, you know, start my day early
How
as
is the
much as I.
treadmill?
That's a work in
You're
progress.
supposed to see I do it every morning because I have
No,
the
it's like I have to work it in. Depends on when you go to the hairdresser. You know, there's a whole bunch of
whole
different
process.
things.
It's a whole process, but it's okay.
But you,
It's
and as you
okay.
know, I've been away for a
Yeah,
month,
yeah.
so it's
Get back into the routine,
get back into
into
the
the routine.
routine
But
and.
the point is, you now have the time to focus on you. Yes, you
Well, in
do.
no, but in fairness, I've had the time to focus on
Right.
me in the
Yes.
last
Yes.
day
But
I've
you've
been.
been slowly getting into it.
Right.
Now you have your time. And that's a good thing.
No. And as you know, I've been
But you're
train.
super busy though, you know.
Because I've been training to be
Yeah.
a coach and start, and so that has now, I feel now more free to pursue different jobs and you
And
know.
you've been doing just that. But we could probably just touch a little bit on that new project that you have. You did a live a few days ago. Because we can talk about it in other episodes, but just to get it out there, just the name of it, I think it would be great to mention it. Our listeners can think about it, research it, and then when we do have an episode on it, we can, you know, expand some more. But I really enjoyed the live, by the way. Congrats on that.
Thank you.
But you could probably just mention what exactly it is. What is the concept?
Well, for that particular coaching program, it's called Positive Intelligence, and it just is, it's a basis on identifying your saboteurs, which we all do, and then finding your sage. In other words, you find the gift in every opportunity or in
And
every
that's the line I wanted
circumstance.
to hear
Yes.
because we're now faced with something that's new and we have to find the gift in that.
Right.
And I think that's, you know, a great topic, and just to be mindful of it because a lot of things we read about, we already know. But when we have a conversation about it, it really just brings it home, and then we can put it into practice. Because I've actually been thinking about it since you had a live.
Oh, good. Nice.
So the conversations are great. So I'm looking forward to our episodes coming up. We're going to be focusing on Diabetes Month,
Yes,
and the
yes,
support
yes.
of that, we have a super special guest for that one. And then we're just going to talk about this stage in our lives and what we
Right,
have been
right. So
experiencing.
this time we're not going to have a lot of guests for
Right,
this
a lot of
season,
conversations.
but just a lot of conversations among ourselves, except for our special diabetes guest.
Right, and I like to just drop in here that I actually went walking yesterday, and I was speaking with a friend, Linda Dare, and she mentioned listening to us, and
Wow, somebody's listening.
someone is listening. We have listeners, Nikki. Come on. And how much she enjoyed listening to us because a lot of what we talked about resonated with her. And that's what we want to hear. We want to reach our listeners and they can identify with what we're talking about, not just for the 50s and over, though, because I think we also need to mentor the
Of course.
younger generation of women that are coming up and to recognize that we don't have to be fearful of aging, and we're at this new stage in our lives that we are enjoying
Yes, most of the time.
most of the time. I
Yeah.
mean, there are challenges, and there'll always be
But
challenges,
speaking
but.
of this, Mish, I'm really proud of you too, because you are really starting to embrace getting ready for that empty
I'm
nest,
trying.
right?
I'm
Doing
trying.
that boot camp.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Sandra Rodriguez, Bicknell, she did a boot camp, doing a boot camp. It ends today. Today's the final.
Well, let's give them the joke,
No,
right?
listen to me. Tell.
So Michelle texts me and says, I have to, work our schedule around this boot camp that we're doing. I'm saying boot camp. I'm thinking to myself, Mish, what about your knee? It was giving you a
So
little
like
problem
me, I'm
doing
like, my
boot
knee,
camp.
what does my knee have to do? Oh, I forgot to tell you, Nick, it's not that kind of boot camp. It's actually a writing boot camp.
Anyhow.
But it's been awesome. And yesterday in particular was eye-opening
Good, I
for
love
all of
it.
us, yes. And we're all Jamaicans that are doing it. But Sandra reaches out internationally, and it so happens that this particular one has all Jamaicans.
I love that.
And it's really been good. And yesterday was really, really good. We had to dig deep. And I think the exercise she did with us worked. At first, I'm like, okay, but it worked.
Right.
It worked. It's good. Today's the last, and I'm actually going to miss it, you know,
Yeah,
but I'm going to continue.
of course. And
Yeah.
of course, that's why we're going to have an episode on personal growth.
Yes.
Yes, and we can hear more about Michelle's boot camp and
For sure. And let me just add here, I've also committed to get back in, speaking of my knee, to just exercise some more. I had stopped for a while because of the knee, but I've started back, and I have a great trainer. Her name is Liana. We call her Sunshine, and she really is sunshine. I mean, at 5:30 in the morning, when I really don't want to go head out, she drags me out, and we head out. And this morning we walked 4 miles, and
Good
I
for
didn't even
you.
realize that I walked four
Good for
miles,
you.
and it was great. So we're both doing our thing,
Yes.
and
And
it's a
we're both
process.
supposed, we've committed also to start doing Pilates together.
Yes, we have to put all
So
these old bones and so on, but
I think
we will.
the listeners have to hold us to that commitment.
Well, having said it, we put it out there.
Yes, exactly. That's why I do it.
For
But
sure.
anyhow.
So it's been great. Happy to be back on this platform with you, Nikki. Of course, we never lost touch, of course. We're constantly talking to each other. But just to be together
For sure.
here for listeners, for viewers, let's not forget you too. But so much is happening, and it's just great to be able to share it
Right.
and to let our listeners know that what we go through, we want to talk about it openly because we know they're going through it too.
Right. And I want to say that, we fear this emptiness, and like all the time it's like, oh, but I think if we start now, before, or whenever it is, just be intentional about what you do and about what you want, and most of all, how you want to feel, right?
I think that's the key thing. And we have to, everything's about perspective, how we choose to look at it. And it's just another opportunity to do different things in a different way. So you're having your, I mean, I just think it's so simple that you're talking about the meal with Trevor. You're still having your meals with Trevor. So it's still a meaningful time
Right.
spent together, but it's just a different way,
Right.
you know. So it's all about perspective.
For sure. Anyhow.
So that's it for today, keeping it short and spicy.
Yes.
Just a quick update that we are still here and rearing and ready to go. Season 8, here we come.
Here we come.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of What the 50. Please show your love and encouragement by sharing, subscribing, and leaving a review wherever you're listening.
And don't forget to like and follow us on Instagram. And please join our active Facebook group at what.the50.